The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Good afternoon, Rolien Marx. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good afternoon, everybody in the studio and listening wherever you are. I'm good, and yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Rolien, just before we talk about the Israeli embassies, I wanted to just get some information from you. Bernie Sanders, he is vowing to cut military aid to Israel and give instead to Gaza. So I just want to distinguish between Gaza and Hamas. So would he be giving it to Hamas, or is it going to another aid organization?
Well, that's a very, very good question. Unfortunately, you know, Hamas do run the Gaza Strip, so any monies coming to the beleaguered strip will have to go through Hamas. It's not being given to an aid organization. And he wants to cut not all the military aid to Israel, but a large chunk of it, he has said. And he's actually not the first Democratic presidential hopeful to say this. Elizabeth Warren has also said things along the same line, both of them addressing the annual conference held by J Street. J Street, who are the more left-leaning of the Jewish organizations in the United States. You know, there's a lot of concern. The type of language coming from both candidates is extremely accusatory at Israel, and what they haven't spoken about or taken into consideration is the reason that there is a state of conflict between Israel and the Gaza Strip is because of the ongoing threat coming from the Gaza Strip. And within the last few minutes, we've had news saying that the Israeli Air Force has just shot down another unmanned aerial vehicle, or drone as it's called, that has been fired from Gaza towards Israel. It was flying at what they're calling an irregular altitude, whatever that means. But the military said they scrambled their fighter jets immediately and shot it down.
Moving on, Rolien, tell us about Israeli embassies apparently on alert for possible Iranian attacks.
Okay, so the last story that I just spoke about actually ties in to this, and many embassies around the world have upped their security, have tightened their security following the news from the Israeli security establishment last week. I think we spoke about it, where they have said that there are possibilities of an increased threat coming from Iran. Now, we've just spoken about the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Strip is run by Hamas and various other entities within there who are proxies of the Iranians, the Hamas being a proxy in the south, Hezbollah in the north. And we see any potential attacks that might come in, and then the army have warned that it could possibly be a drone strike. And this is why the jets were scrambled, this drone has been shot down, and also why embassies around the world are tightening up their security. Also, yesterday we chatted a bit about the fact that the leader of ISIS, Baghdadi, was killed. Yeah. And there are fears around the world of reprisals on possibly American, Israeli, and other Western targets.
Rolien, right hot off the press, and when I say hot off the press, I mean like a few moments ago, Times of Israel is leading with a story that Lebanon's prime minister resigns. Hariri is out. He's reached a dead end. Is it too early to say what the effect will be on Israel, or how Israelis are reacting to the news?
Well, we are going to watch this situation very, very carefully. The big concern is what kind of a vacuum is created, and who goes into that vacuum, or who will follow Hariri. There have been ongoing protests in Beirut and across Lebanon over the last week or so. In fact, some footage coming in, very, very interesting, that at some of the protesters were flying Israeli flags.
No way.
Were flying Israeli flags and not burning, as are the images that we're used to seeing, and also major clashes between Hezbollah and Lebanese protesters. So, you know, it's too soon to tell now, but, you know, of course, shockwaves going through the region now that Hariri has handed in his resignation. It's not clear if his resignation has been accepted, though.
Okay.
So
early days,
It's very, very interesting to see how this is going to play out over the next couple of days.
Okay, well, you will keep us updated about that, I'm absolutely sure. Another story of interest is a student for Justice for Palestine apparently confronted a Holocaust survivor and then stormed out of a lecture. What, she didn't like the response? What's the story?
Okay, there's so many things wrong with the story. So basically the backstory to this is that a student at Benedictine University, according to her Twitter, she is an affiliate of Students for a Just Palestine. We know from their activity they're major BDS supporters. They have been known on many occasions to be intimidating towards students as well as visiting speakers as well as faculties who disagree with them, faculty members who disagree with them. So a visiting professor to Benedictine University, Professor Harold Casimo, who is a child survivor of the Holocaust, and he's an emeritus professor of religious studies. He's not even a commentator on the Middle East. He was speaking, he was giving a lecture, and she asked a question apparently which drew a parallel between his experience and Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. And she asked him if he believes Israel should exist. So he said, you know what, this is not really an area of expertise. I'm an expert on religious studies. And while he may not necessarily agree with the government in Israel, he does absolutely believe that Israel has a right to exist. And I just want to remind listeners that even here in Israel, we seek any criticism of our government as legitimate criticism. You can criticize government policies. You can say that you don't like the government of Israel, but where it crosses the line and goes into anti-Semitism is where you say that Israel doesn't have a right to exist. That's where it's deemed as becoming anti-Semitic. So he went on to say, he says, you know, it's a complicated issue. There are many Jews that are involved in interfaith centers who are trying to look for avenues where we can create peace. And her response was, as a result of experiences that you've been through, I'm a survivor of the Intifada. It's disappointing to know that a Holocaust survivor would remain neutral in a situation of injustice. To what he responded, it's not a matter of neutral. It's not total guilt or innocence on either side. And not liking the comment, she then stormed out. And this plays to what we're seeing becoming more and more prevalent, not just on issues regarding the Middle East, but in areas where there are disagreements or differences in opinion, is that there's a rise in what we call cancel culture, where if you don't like what the person is saying, you just sort of cancel them out, and in this case, by storming out of the lecture hall.
Interesting how the debate has moved, you know. Before, it used to be sort of an accommodation, let's look for a peaceful solution, and there is no doubt that it seems amongst the certain campuses to have moved to, does Israel in fact have a right to exist at all? And that is a worrying development.
Why is that still a conversation? I mean, do we ask about any other country in the world, does it have a right to exist?
Absolutely. And therein, you've just hit the proverbial nail on the head.
Rolene Marks, that's where we leave it today. We will catch up with you tomorrow at 5:20. Have a wonderful
evening.
Same time. Thanks for your time.
Same place. God bless.
Take care. Bye-bye.